Okay.
Last time we discussed what I presented as a machlokas rishonim as to whether there's a necessity, even though we paskin in principle that when it comes to sudas Shabbos v'yontiv, as opposed to matzah below Pesach, that there's no absolute iser of having a suda and erev Shabbos and erev yontiv. There's no absolute requirement as such of preparing to enter through the Shabbos and not eat it either b'achila gas or to be able to eat it l'tayavon. Nevertheless, as a machlokas we've shown him whether there's still a value to eating your through the Shabbos and through the Yontif with an appetite.
What's the chiyuv for through
Shabbos? So that's the Gemara in Shabbos and Dafka for your test that we the smachter the drasha of three hayoms, right? That you have to have three sudas on Shabbos.
Is
it maybe Divrei Kabbalah is probably not or Smachta, it's not a
Divrei Kabbalah we have to learn from the Kartel Shavuos Onik.
Okay, it's more than Divrei Kabbalah, it's probably not Smachta, whatever not Smachta is.
I mean, I thought it's Deraisa, Divrei Kabbalah, Drabon.
It's Deraisa. Okay, but Smachta is somewhere. May not be a full-fledged derisa, but more than Divrei Kabbalah. So nevertheless, is what seems to be machlokas rishonim whether there is a value, even though there's no gzeira per se that you are not allowed to eat a suda and erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, but is there still a value to eating the suda Shabbos and suda Yontif with an appetite, ensuring that you're going to have an appetite when it comes to Friday night? So we presented the Orz Aruah and there being a dove in the rush. Seem to be the opinion that there's no need for that whatsoever. And the Rambam sounds like there is such a value. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Shabbos Halacha Dalet wrote, Asir l'kboa su'uda u'mishta be'er Shabbos memnei kavod Shabbos, that there's an iser of kviyas su'uda on er Shabbos because of kavod Shabbos. U'mutu l'achov u'lishta asay shetechshach, but you are still allowed to eat and drink in a non-kavua sense until nightfall. The Afal Pikein, even though technically speaking there's no Isser, short of a big Suda Mishta, Mikavad HaShabbos Sheyim Na'adam Min HaMincha L'malah Min L'kvoa Suda Kidei Sheikanis HaShabbos Kedushim Ezabel Lechol. Nevertheless, it's appropriate to refrain from having a Suda later in the day Bizman Mincha Ne'er Shabbos in order to allow for your eating of the Suda Shabbos L'Te'avah. Okay, so as far as the source of this Rambam, we noted last time that the Ketzer Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah at least understood, that the Rambam is based on the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says it has the story of the two Mishpachos in Yerushalayim that were destroyed. One of them was destroyed for being Kavei Asuda and Erev Shabbos, one for Shabbos. And Rashi explains in one Lashon that the family that was destroyed for being Kavei Asuda and Erev Shabbos was because they were unable, because of the lavish sudas that they had in Erev Shabbos, they did not enter Shabbos in a state of Te'avah. So Ketzer Mishnah understood that the Isser of having a big meal in Erev Shabbos is a function of Kavod Shabbos and allowing yourself to enter the Suda Shabbos in a state of Te'avah. So the Rambam sounds like there is such a value L'halacha. To note that there are those that understood the Rambam a little bit differently. There is the Rishonim and Gittin are bothered that if we assume precisely our sugya, if we assume l'halacha like Rav Yossi, that you're allowed to eat up until nightfall in Erev Shabbos, there's no iser of achila min mincha l'malah as we have in Erev Pesach, so why were these mishpachos destroyed? What exactly were they what was the aver involved? So the Chachmei Svar, the Rashba, and the Ramban, the Rinnikraskis, they have the following answer, that in being Kaveh of Sudan Erev Shabbos, it was perceived as a zilzal in Kaveh Shabbos. Not so much that by eating an Erev Shabbos, they were unable to eat the Sudan Shabbos with the appropriate appetite, but simply that it was a zilzal in Kaveh Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that we're supposed to elevate among all others and have a proper suda. So these people went ahead and they had a lavish suda in Erev Shabbos. So that was a pchis on the Kavod Shabbos to have a lavish suda before Shabbos.
So So why did Rabbi Yossi say anything?
I'm sorry?
So why did Rabbi Yossi make some sort of notification on that?
So there wasn't, it didn't call for formal gzeira per se. But nevertheless, it was a lack of kavod Shabbos to have such a suda on Shabbos. Didn't rise to the level of requiring a formal gzeira against it, but it was inappropriate to have a lavish suda because that was a chisaron kavod Shabbos. Prima Gadim in Simon Reish Mem Tes, both in the Mishpat Zozav and the Eshel Avram, quote in the Be'er Lacha, there as well, understood in the Rambam, that the Rambam is going with this as well, that the Rambam's Isser of having a Suda on Erev Shabbos, or at least a big Suda on Erev Shabbos, is a Kavod Shabbos halacha, that it's inappropriate to have such a lavish Suda leading up to Shabbos that takes away from the Kavod of Shabbos. Alternatively, the Rabbeinu Kreskis has another teretz over there, that by being Kavod Suda on Erev Shabbos, they didn't have time to make the proper hachanos for Shabbos. There's a lot to do on our Shabbos, a lot to do to prepare for Shabbos, and because they were busy eating and drinking all day, they weren't able to dedicate the time to make the proper hachanos for Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham has such a mahalach as well in Simon Reish Mem Tes, Sif Katan Dalid, that we're concerned if you're allowed to have a Suda on our Shabbos, and that's going to prevent you from being involved in the proper hachanos for Shabbos. Okay. So, lehalacha, we passed in like the Rambam, in Simon Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis, that you're not allowed to have a su'uda she'ein megilim b'bimel sachol, you're not allowed to have a lavish meal on Erev Shabbos, anytime on Erev Shabbos. And it's appropriate not to have any significant amount of food later in the day. From Zman Mincha Ketana and on. So what should emerge, if we are paskening lehalacha like the Rambam, and the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah understood, that was based on the Gemara Gittin, and based on putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have an appetite to have the Suda on Leil Shabbos. So what should emerge is that lehalacha, one should not do anything to prevent his eating a Suda Shabbos le'teyavon. For example, in the case of the Or Zeruah that we discussed last week of the Chremzlach, where Rabbeinu Kolonimus and his Chevra had the practice of making Kiddush Friday night, and then having some kind of mizonos, and only having the Suda a little bit later on, so lehalacha, that should be inappropriate, that you shouldn't need anything between making Kiddush and having the Suda on Friday night. And that's quoted lehalacha in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simon Reish Mem Tes Sif Yud, where he writes explicitly that once it becomes dark on Friday night, once you mekabel Shabbos, even if you make Kiddush, you shouldn't eat anything before having your hamotzi, and that would make any subsequent achila after the bread into part of the Suda's Shabbos. But he concedes that if you have people who are mekel about this, there's no need to be mocha, because bottom line, there isn't an absolute chiyuv to eat the Suda Shabbos at Teyavon. So that's essentially what we've been saying, that there is a value, but there's no absolute chiyuv, so it's better not to eat anything before the Suda, but if someone does, you don't have to make a macha.
That's only for the hamotzi, not for anything else in the meal, right?
And the point is that once you make hamotzi, so then you're ready holding in the meal. And that's the beginning of the meal. So any subsequent achila is going to be part of the Suda.
I was going on the case of the Kremzlach.
Yeah.
Where if you have Kremzlach and you have some appetite for, let's say, a roll or whatever it is.
Right.
And then, you know, once you're up to the gefilte fish and whatever else you're eating, so at that point you're already satiated. So would that be a problem?
It would be a problem because by you eating the Kremzlach before the Suda, you diminished from your appetite for the Suda as a whole. I mean, it's not just that you have to have appetite for the first bite, you have to have appetite for the Suda. So in doing something that diminishes your appetite for a proper Suda, that would be inappropriate. Now, presumably, in Svar, there isn't really any reason to distinguish between the value of having a Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon at night and the value of having a Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon in the daytime. So, nevertheless, as we know, Minag Olam seems to be to be more liberal about eating something outside of the context of a Suda on Shabbos morning before the Suda than we are on Friday night. I don't know if any of you have ever had the experience of having Chremzlach after Kiddush before Hamotzi Friday night, but you probably have had Kiddush and had Mizonos before the Suda on Shabbos day at some point in your life. So the Mishnah Berurah does note this in the Be'er Halacha there in Siman Reish Mem Tes Dibur Maskel Mutter, where he notes that the minhag is to be makel when it comes to the Shabbos morning Suda to eat Mine Mizonos before the Suda. But nevertheless, Nachon Lahader Shelo Yamali Kresa Mishari Achilas Kodem Sudas Bas. It's appropriate that if you are going to eat something before your Suda, it shouldn't be in excess, and you shouldn't overeat in a way that would prevent you from having the Sudas Hayom Litayava. Now, presumably, whatever, if the Rambam had an allowance for Erev Shabbos in having a mid-sized or normal-sized meal before Mincha Ketana, so then if the amount of time that elapses between your Shabbos morning snack and the Suda is the amount of time that would elapse between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, so presumably it shouldn't be any worse. I mean, let's say you go to Hashkavim Minyan and you're going to make Kiddush and have a bite to eat without a Suda at 9 in the morning, and then you're going to have the real Suda at 12, so that 3-hour difference is in excess of the difference between Samach Mincha Ketana and the beginning of Shabbos. So it shouldn't be any worse. And potentially to have a bite to eat, which would be permissible even up to Shabbos on Friday night, on Shabbos afternoon, may be okay as well. So it's a matter of discretion, but I guess we should realize that there is a value to having this through the Shabbos at Teyavon on Shabbos day as well. This question of allowing L'Tayavon and what you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos in terms of a Suda is relevant to what happens when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. We had that three times so far this decade, won't happen again for a while. But if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, you have a mitzvah of Suda's Purim. At the same time, you have the concern of entering Shabbos in a state of Teyava. So the Ramah Paskins in Siman Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis that in general, if you have a Suda mitzvah that has to be the Zman of which is Erev Shabbos, like a Bris Mila, Pinyan Ben, then it's mutter to have such a Suda on Erev Shabbos. And then in Hilchos Purim, in Siman Tufrei Tzadihei Sif Beis, the Ramah Paskins that when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, you should make the Suda on Friday morning. Yes, it was Suda B'Shachris Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Dharma. Dharma says you should have the Suda on the morning of Purim, Erev Shabbos. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, their notes in Sif Katan Yud that Shachris means before Chatzos. That's a little bit curious. Where did he get Chatzos from? Because if you're working with the Rambam, the Rambam Paskin's a super big meal, a Suda She'ein Megilim Babi Mosachol, a lavish banquet, that you're not allowed to have all day on Erev Shabbos. And a regular meal, you could have until Samach Mincha Ketana. So in the Rambam's world, which is how we Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, as we saw earlier, Chatzos doesn't really play a role. So where did the Mishnah Berurah get this idea of having the Suda before Chatzos?
The Rambam,
the Mishnah Berurah. The Rama says he should have it in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah says the morning means before Chatzos. But even the Rama, in the morning, where does the morning come from?
Would you be able to have an early Mincha and then early Mincha / Marv and then make it all together? That work?
No, because once it's already, if you're davening Marv early, so then you're Mekabel Shabbos. That's no longer
perfect
Shabbos, right? So that wouldn't work. The Maril actually writes in Chuvas Maril Simon and Vav that the Sudas Purim and Erev Shabbos should be before Mincha Ketana. So that's what we would expect to hear. But that's not what the Ramah says. But the Ramah source, in fact, is the Minhagim of the Ma'arat Tirana, which states as follows. The Imchal Purim B'Yom Vav, Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, Ochlin Sudas Purim Shachris, V'lo Be'erev Achar Mincha. So you have to have the Sudan in the morning, not in the evening, not in the afternoon, after Mincha. Ki Ein Lahafsik Be'erev Shabbos Bein Mincha La'arvis V'mnei Kavod HaShabbos. That you should not stop on Erev Shabbos between Mincha and Ma'ariv because of Kavod HaShabbos. V'gam Shelo L'Kalkil Sudas Al Shabbos, and you shouldn't spoil your appetite for the Friday night meal. So he's saying two things. Number one, you can't stop between Mincha Ma'ariv, and number two, you can't spoil your appetite. So what does that mean? So it sounds like he's saying that if you were to have the Suda after Chatzos, then you'd have to daven Mincha first. Because halacha is that you're not allowed to have a Suda Gedola before davening Mincha. So if you'd have the Suda after Chatzos, you'd have to daven Mincha first. And somehow there's this notion that Mincha and Erev Shabbos should be followed by Ma'ariv. Not sure where that comes from. And then, number two, independent of that, you should have in the morning anyway because you don't want to spoil your appetite for the Friday night meal. So what that sounds like is you have to have a Suda Purim at some point, so you might as well make it as early as possible so as not to interfere with your meal Friday night. In terms of Chatzos, that's still a little bit curious. Now, it happens to be that the Ravid, the Rambam, says you're not allowed to have a Suda Gedola on Erev Shabbos all day. And you can't have a Suda Ketana or normal-sized meal from Mincha Ketana on. The Ravid's masking on the Rambam. The Ravid says, "Dafka she'asir l'kboa mechatzos amala." You're not allowed to be kaveya from chatzos. That's the machlokas in the Nosei Kelim. Is the Rambam coming to be machmer? Is the Ravid coming to be machmer? To be mekel. Is the Ravid saying the Rambam says you can't have a suda she'ein regilim b'mimasachol? You can't have a big meal from the morning, and the Ravid's mekel? No, you can have it until chatzos. Or is the Ravid being machmir? The Rambam says you can't have a small meal min a mincha ketana and on, and the Ravid is saying no, you can't have a small meal even from chatzos. So that's the machlokas. But if the Ramah for some reason would be going like the Ravid, that you're allowed to have a Suda Gedola in the morning, so then you can understand a little bit better why we're telling you to have the Purim Suda in the morning. But most likely, Chatzos isn't the critical point. And the point is to have it in the morning because that's less likely to interfere with your Friday night Suda. Talk briefly about one other issue that comes up here on Sadi Tesem and Beis, on this theme of the Yisra Achila on Erev Pesach. So the Tosa says over here, Lo Yochal Adam Vim Tomer Mal Yochal. Now the Mishnah says you can't eat on Erev Pesach. So what can you eat? Eat matzah. So you can't eat Samach L'mincha. If you're talking about matzah, Afila Kodem Nami Yasser. Kedirinu Rishami Kal Ochal Matzah Erev Pesach Kilo Bo Lo Yisasa Beis Chamav. So there's an issur of eating matzah all day in Erev Pesach. Definitely from the morning, according to some Rishon from the night before. So the Mishnah can't be coming to tell you you're not allowed to eat matzah in the afternoon, because you can't eat matzah all day. V'imamin in Targima, if we're talking about Mine Targima, meat pastries, Ha'amar b'gemara v'amatabal hu b'mine Targima. So that the Gemara says you are allowed to eat all day. So what is it that you're allowed to eat in the morning you can't eat after Zman Mincha? We're talking about matzah shira, for lack of a better term, egg matzah, which you're not allowed to be yotzei yochi of matzah with leil haseder. So Masa Shira, since you can't be Yotze Yuchi Masa with it, isn't subsumed under the Isser of eating Masa Ner Pesach. However, you would not be able to eat it Min HaMin Cholamala because of the restriction of our Mishnah. And that was the practice of Rabbeinu Tam, to eat Masa Shira on Erev Pesach prior to Zman Min Chaktana, prior to the 10th hour. And that's in fact quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Mem Dalid Sif Alf. However, the Rama there writes, "Ubimdino Selu she'ei noagin lechol matzah ashira." So our practice, B'nai Ashkenaz, is not to eat matzah ashira all Pesach, unless it's Malkum Choli. Yikayim Sudas. So the Shlishi is talking about how do you have Shal Shidus and Erev Pesach Shachayis v'Shabbos. Yikayim Suda Shlishi is b'minei peiros abasa v'dagim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to eat Matzah Shira most of the day in Erev Pesach, and that'd be an option for how to have Shal Shidus when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. But according to the Ramah, since our practice is not to eat Matzah Shira, you can be Mekayim Shal Shidus with fruit or meat and fish. So the simple reading of the Ramah is that just like we are noeg, B'nai Ashkenaz are noeg, not to eat Matzah Shira on Pesach, so we also have the minhag of not eating Matzah Shira, Bizman Yisr Chametz on Erev Pesach. However, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different read of the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sibmin Tuf Mendal Sifei, reads the Ramah as a pragmatic consideration. That B'medinos Elu She'ei Noegin Lachol Matzah Shira, in our provinces, where the practice is not to eat Matzah Shira and Pesach, and therefore no one has Matzah Shira, so it's not practical to be Mekayim Shal Shira with Matzah Shira because no one has it around, because we're no Egisser.
Why can't they get the
note
coming out?
People wouldn't make it just for the purpose of having Shal Shira and Erev Pesach Chalias for Shabbos. We're talking about what do people have around. So practically speaking, people don't have it around because no one eats it on Pesach. So therefore, you could be Mekayim Shal Shidus with other things. But if you had the Egg Matzah, then you there's no Isser. The minhag not to eat Matzah Shira is only a minhag on Pesach, and Lo Matzinu, that we ever extended that Isser to include Erev Pesach. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's view of the Ramah. Rav Shechter thinks that's true Lalacha, and Rav Shechter thinks Lalacha, that based on this reading of the Ramah, you could have Egg Matzah on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos up to Zman Mincha Ketana, with a qualification. The qualification being that even if we'll assume that you're allowed to eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, like the Rabbeinu Tam, and you can be Mekayim Shal Shudas that way, but that means Matzah Shira, which you're not allowed to, you can't be Yotze Yer Chiyuv Matzah with. So what is Matzah Shira that you can't be Yotzei Yechiyu Matzah with? So most Rishonim assume, the Gemara says in the third parak, that then Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says, Lechem Oni, Pradli Isa Shini Lusha B'Yayin Shem Nidrash, that Matzah has to be Lechem Oni, and that comes to exclude Matzah that was kneaded with wine, oil, and honey. So most Rishonim assume that when the Gemara lists wine, oil, and honey, that's a non-comprehensive list. And really, it's true for any type of fruit juice. That matzah that's kneaded with any type of fruit juice has the status of matzah shira, and you would not be able to be yotze yochid matzah with it, and by extension, ikar adin, it would be mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins in Siman Tov Samach Beis Sif Alf. However, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Vav Chametz Matzah Halacha Hey Matzah Shalasha B'mei Peros Yosei Ba'yidei Chavaso B'Pesach, that if you use run of the mill Mei Peros, that's not called Matzah Shira, and Yutaka could be Yosei your Chiv with that Matzah. Aval Ein Lashin Osa B'Yayin Hashem Nidvash O Cholav Mishim Lachamoni. So the Rambam understood that the Gemara in the Daf Lamed Vav's list of Yayin, Shem, and Devash was an exhaustive list. Those are the only ingredients that could create Matzah Shira, but anything else, any other fruit juice, would not create Matzah Shira, and you would be yotze your chiyuv matzah leil haseder with the matzah needed with, let's say, apple juice, and then you wouldn't be able to eat that matzah on Erev Pesach because of the iser achilas matzah based on the Yerushalmi. So the Rav is choshesh for the Rambam lahalacha that matzah she was limited to those substances mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, and that would potentially compromise your ability to eat Mas Ashira on Erev Pesach. However, to solve that problem, Rabbi Willigus pointed out, but it depends on the year, but they have it marketed in the past something called white grape matzah. So white grape matzah is matzah that is kneaded with white grapes or wine, grape juice. So that's something that would be matzah shira l'kuli alma, because that's one of the things mentioned in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. And that type of egg matzah would be egg matzah, that type of matzah shira would be matzah shira l'chol hadeos. And that notwithstanding, there still is a comment to the Bi'ur Gra. The Bi'ur Gra in the beginning of Siman Reish Tav Mem Daled, who understood that according to the Rambam, the way the Gaon understood the Rambam, there's an issue of eating matzah ashira on Erev Pesach, even if you're not going to be yotze yachiv matzah with it. That the issue of achilas matzah on Erev Pesach is not necessarily connected to the chiyuv of eating matzah the night of the Seder. And therefore, it would emerge, and that's what the Gaon quotes in the Zohar, that essentially there's no mitzvah of Shal Shudas on Erev Pesach Shachal Yisrael Shabbos because there's no appropriate way to be Mekayim it Bepas. Nothing. You don't have to have Shal Shudas. Say again. Matzah Shin Pashla. So that might not have a Shem Lechem anymore. Because the Gaon is of the opinion that, right, the Gaon is also the opinion that you can only be Mekayim Shal Shudas with Pas. So if you can only be Mekayim Shal Shudas with Pas, and there's no Pas which is acceptable to eat at that time, so then there's no possibility of Mekayim Shal Shudas. Say the Seder Torah.
But that's the kind of mezonos which can be
cooked. If it's Nispashla, yeah, but if you hold that Shal Shudas has to be with Pas, then might have to be with Pas Mamish, and that wouldn't suffice. So the bottom line, what comes out is that according to Rabbi Natan and Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to eat Mas Hashir and Erev Pesach up to Zman Mincha Ketana without any questions asked. According to the Ramah, simple reading of the Ramah, there's a restriction on that because of Minag Bnei Ashkenaz does not have Matzah Shira at all. According to the Gaon, there's no possibility of eating Matzah Shira even before this Zman Nisrachim. It's because that's subsumed under the general Isser of eating Matzah Nerev Pesach.